Okay. And what are we talking about here? Okay, you're sticking your new piece of software that you've downloaded, whether it's a demo shareware or whatever it is, and you fire it up and you get a wonderful little message saying you need at least 511 kilobytes of RAM. But you've got 16 megabytes stuck in your machine and the silly thing still won't work, right?
Yes, isn't that weird?
Depression sets in and the phone starts to ring at the digital doctor's residence at 9 o'clock at night.
And the dollars start ticking over.
That's true too. Okay, look, so what are some of those magic statements that everybody has in their config sys and auto exec? Bad with DOSes, highs UMBs, device highs, low highs LH, and...
But how do you do it with 95 though?
Well,
you don't need one. It doesn't need you.
It's a heavy control.
It's magic.
It's magic.
Plug and pray, and
plug and pray.
We'll hand out the Microsoft support number. They do have a very good support number, actually. But
yeah, you're a very funny man. I like that line.
I reckon plug and pray. It's funny.
Very good.
I thought it was a rather old one, actually. Anyway,
never heard of it.
It's like tech pathetic.
Oh,
that was Rita A. Rigo.
Yes, she said it, no one else.
What about?
Let's keep getting technical.
Nuts. That's a really
Let's
funny,
keep
right?
getting technical.
Focusing.
Okay, let's keep focusing. So, okay. What are some of those fancy statements all about? Okay, look, traditionally DOS was designed to run in a 1 megabyte memory map. Roger, Roger. That was all real mode and 8088 and 86 and all that kind of stuff. Actually, 8086, well, certainly 8088. You had 640K available for programs, which you could actually load up and execute, and 384K, that's roughly the spot between the 640K and the 1 megabyte point, for things like your system BIOS, which is in read-only memory and has to sit somewhere in that 1 megabyte space, maybe a SCSI BIOS if you had a SCSI controller card, hard disk controller BIOS, your display memory for your EGA or VGA card or whatever, etc., etc. So what does all this mean? Well, generally games and other DOS stuff has to be able to run in that 640K area, but below all that. And you might say, well, that's plenty, of course, and 1 megabyte is plenty. Well, you might have said that a few years back, but these days, no, the stuff is getting bigger and fatter and slower and more clumsy and cumbersome. So... the biggest problem is actually that all the stuff in your config sys and auto exec bat that you load up chews up memory. For example, you've got ANSI.sys, you've got files and buffer statements, and you've got...
flag.com.
Look,
country.sys.
That's true, country.sys, and they all chew up...
shell command.
...base memory. So you fire up your computer, it goes through the config sys, it goes through the auto exec, you go to run your game and it says, hey, I've only got about 400K left because you've probably got LAN card drives and network stuff and all sorts
Sound
of yucky
card
things.
Drivers, CD-ROMs.
That's true.
Yeah.
And boy, are they hungry on memory. So by the time you load up all that stuff, there's really not enough RAM in there to run your actual program that you want to run. Sure, you can get to your CD-ROM drive and you can do all kinds of wonderful things.
You can
things.
Look at it.
Yes, you can look at it, but you can't actually run anything.
But the thing is too, Doctor, that EMA has 16 meg, 32 meg of RAM.
That doesn't matter. And that's what we were saying actually to start off with. So you have to follow this pretty carefully what we say, word for word and bit for bit.
I'll put a CD in the drive, sorry.
Because even your 16 megabytes will do you no good if you have to run what's called real mode, which is that first 1 megabyte space. Actually, if it has to fit in there, and a lot of those games have to fit in there, that's basically what you're stuck with.
Yes.
So what happened was that Mr. DOS came along and they did some little old tricks to allow you to use the power of the 80386 and upwards to use some of the extra space between the 640K point and that mysterious 1 megabyte mark in the 384K space.
Yes.
Are you still with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
All the way.
Now, that is particularly for DOS-related stuff, such as your CD-ROM drivers and things like that. So instead of sticking them into your 640K space, you put them slightly above the 640K space. And I have to emphasize, you can only use some of it, because, again, some of it is used by the BIOS and display card memory and all that kinds of stuff. So the trick is finding some empty space in that 640K to 1 megabyte mark. So... well, I warned you, it was going to be technical.
That sounds actually that painful.
Would you like to comment on that?
Any of them.
About 50%, I would say.
Yes, me.
Other than the ones that are designed for Windows 95.
No. Games like Dune.
Dune?
Doom.
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 Many games cause problems, Rita.
Lots of them do.
Oh,
really? Anyway, look, to get access to that, what they call the upper memory block, that's the 640K to 1 megabyte mark, and all you good people can write that down, upper memory block, UMB, the next time somebody mentions it, you know what that is. It's the space between 640K and the 1 megabyte mark. Now, to get access to that little old space, you need a upper memory block manager. Cool. Not a problem, such as EMM386 and the likes of that. Yeah. Anyway, YepQuim, whatever, that's right. But that's not enough on its own, I'm afraid to say. And that's where the mysterious DOS equals UMB statements and all those kinds of things in your config.sys come into it. Now, the DOS equals UMB, in case anybody's ever wondered, and this is really what it's all about tonight, it gives DOS control over the unused upper memory block areas, and these areas are actually in chunks, which is what David was asking actually before the show as well. They are actually discrete blocks, and it allows DOS to load various software components into those blocks out of your 640K area, and you can load stuff into the blocks in two ways. Firstly, using your config sys, you can use the statement device high instead of device equals. So use device high equals instead of device equals, that's one word, and using that you can load device drivers. And what's the device driver? It's usually identified by something dot sys, which allows you to maybe access your CD-ROM drive or something like that. So simply by using device high equals instead of device equals, you can instantly free up some of your base memory and maybe your programs will run. And you'll think, this is a magic radio show. For example, ANSI.sys, you can get that, rid of that out of your base memory, and ANSI.sys is pretty big. Secondly, you can use AutoExecBAT to free up some of your base memory and move stuff into your upper memory blocks using the load high or LH instead of simply executing the programs to again load them into upper memory. So for example, if you want to run a mouse driver, instead of chewing up your 640K base memory, you can use load high space msmouse.com, for example, and it will load your mouse driver somewhere out of base memory. Again, you've freed up more memory space and you've just increased your chance of your game working again. Now there's a whole heap of other stuff that we can go into tonight, but what I thought I might mention is, because it is quite a complicated thing, if you have access to the internet, you can actually access a little old cheat sheet that we've made up for all this, and it takes up about 3 pages, so you'd want to be keen. And you can actually find that on www.micronica.com.au on the FTP site, and you can actually download that in an area under Micronica with a capital M called Cheat Sheets. And there's a cheat, UMB cheat sheet there that tells you all about how to maximize your space. Now, with a little bit of wit and common sense, you can actually get 600 and probably 27K out of your available 640, even with DOS 5, without too much trouble at all.
If you can get more than that, then please fax those details here to us here at 94171841, and we want to know all about that. But we're out of time, boys and girls. We got to go.
What a fantastic game.
It was a big show.